This is an audiobook titled The Help of Angels from the historical novel written by H. J. Zager and narrated by the author. A production of Sunbridge Books. The Help of Angels. The Epigraph. Suffering anywhere concerns men and women everywhere. Elie Wiesel. Chapter 1. Barak Sas Hungry. January 1933. Honey Weiss placed two Sabbath candles on a credenza, and she lit them with a wooden match. Her three daughters, Pearl, Zipporah, Razel, and her youngest son, Herschel, watched as she placed her hands over her eyes and recited a Hebrew blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvasav, v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat.
That blessing translates to, Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctified us by thy laws and commanded us to kindle the Sabbath lights. Everyone responded with Amen. Hani opened her eyes, waved her hands above the flames, and then drew the devout illumination inward. She donned a white apron decorated with yellow daffodils, then returned to the kitchen with her older daughters, Pearl and Zipporah, who helped her prepare the Sabbath evening meal. Razel and Herschel sang while they set the dining room table.
Hava nagila, hava nagila, hava nagila ve nismecha.
Those Hebrew lyrics translate to, Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice and be happy. After they attended the Sabbath evening services, Mendel Weiss and four of his older sons, Ignatz, Arnon, Mordechai, and Benjamin, departed the great synagogue of Barak Sas and happily walked home together. A crescent moon and stars provided them light. As they passed the darkened shops on Main Street, the route took them across a bridge above a river, through a tree-filled park, and then on to a cobblestone road where they lived, Barak Street. 13-year-old Benjamin opened an iron gate for his father and other brothers, and they walked through and approached the front door. Each of them touched a mezuzah on the doorpost before entering the three-story white stucco house. Mendel greeted his wife with a kiss and a good Shabbos. On his way to wash his hands, Benjamin stopped to observe the two brightly glowing Sabbath candles on the credenza. He remained there, mesmerized, while his father and brothers washed their hands. Ben's father said as he seated himself at the head of the dining room table,
Why don't you go wash, Benjamin? We're going to eat soon.
Oh, I will, Papa.
The boy withdrew his eyes from the candlelight, and he quickly proceeded to clean his hands at the washing area. He sat while Mendel's oldest son, Ignatz, lifted a decorative cloth which covered a sweet-smelling braided bread called challah. Hani had baked it specially for the Sabbath. The tall, dark-haired Ignatz held a long knife and recited the blessing over the bread.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz.
That translates to Praised be thou, O Lord our God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?